brought to you by Penguin.
Sanshiro by Natsume Soseki, with an introduction by Haruki Murakami, read by Andrew Koji. Introduction by Haruki Murakami. The generally sweet smell of youth. I confess I became seriously interested in the works of Natsume Soseki only after I had reached adulthood. Between my university graduation and the time of my marriage, I hardly looked at anything of his, which is not exactly accurate, come to think of it, because I was already married before I graduated from the university. But the main thing about that time in my life is that I was poor. Why didn't I bother to read Soseki before then? I really can't remember, but perhaps the biggest reason is that, from my early teens, I was obsessed with foreign fiction and simply never bothered to read Japanese novels. Another reason might be that I had not been much moved by the Soseki novels we read in school, the problem there being the choice of works, perhaps. Then again, during the turbulent 1960s, when I was in my teens, the reading of Soseki was not fashionable. It won you no admiration or praise. That was the age of revolution and counterculture, the time of Che Guevara and Jimi Hendrix. Nowadays, of course, Natsume Soseki is the representative modern Japanese novelist, a figure of truly national stature. But his works were not all that warmly received back then, I think, at least not amongst the younger generation. I got married in 1972 to a university classmate of mine who remains my wife to this day. She graduated before I did and went to work as a proofreader under contract to a publishing company. I took a series of part-time jobs while attending the university a few days a week to earn the remaining credits I needed to graduate. Clerking in a record store, waiting on tables, that sort of thing. And when I had time, I did housework, laundry, cooking, cleaning, shopping, taking care of the cats. I was a kind of house husband. It was a hard way to live, but I didn't mind it too much, except for the fact that we didn't have enough money to buy books. We were, as I said, poor, or perhaps I should say we were trying hard not to spend money. We were planning to open a little jazz club, for us, leading secure lives by taking respectable jobs with respectable companies, was simply not an option. It didn't interest us. And so the two of us worked hard and saved our money. If we couldn't afford a gas stove, we made it through the cold nights by sleeping with our cats, all huddled together. If the alarm clock broke, we couldn't buy a new one, but we were young and healthy and eager, and we had a goal. Not being able to buy books, though, that was hard. Far from buying them, we often found ourselves having to sell some of the books we owned just to make ends meet. In those days, not so much anymore, I absolutely devoured books. I would hurry from one book to the next as if in a race with time. I felt it was the only way I could go on living, which is why not being able to buy new books was as painful and constricting to me as not being able to breathe fresh air. Soon I found myself having to reread my books, and when I had no more books left to read a second time, I started reading the books that remained in my wife's bookcase. She had majored in Japanese literature, so she owned quite a number of books I had never read. Among them were two sets of complete works that piqued my curiosity. One belonging to the poet Miyazawa Kenji, 1896 to 1933, and the other, the complete works of Natsume Soseki. My wife had originally planned to write her graduation thesis on Miyazawa Kenji. She saved her money and bought the complete works, but somewhere along the way, she gave up on writing about Miyazawa, I'm not sure why, and switched to Soseki. A friend of hers had used a Soseki set to write a graduation thesis and no longer needed the books, so my wife was able to buy them cheaply. It was the height of practicality. She also owned a number of books by the novelist Tanizaki Junichiro, 1886 to 1965. The 11th century classic, The Tale of Genji, and the publisher Iwanami's World Literature for Boys and Girls. These were all very different from my own literary tastes, but at least there was no overlap, none at all. Since I had nothing else to read, I turned to these books in my spare time, though without much enthusiasm. Miyazawa Kenji, I have to say in all honesty, did not do much for me, nor could I see, in those days at least, anything to like about The Tale of Genji. Soseki and Tanizaki, though, were not so bad. And so it came about that the novels of Soseki and Tanizaki always bring back to me scenes from my life as a poverty-stricken newlywed at the age of 22. Our place was cold indoors, and the water in the kitchen sink was usually frozen on winter mornings. The alarm clock was broken, so if I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?